Ariel and Adam and the whole Grace family, Barbara of Gibsonia, from husband Frank, Olivia of Peters Township, from Adele, Rachel, Tad, Pat, and Blaze, Kate of Wilmington, North Carolina, from your family, and Shane of Beachview. Happy birthday. I wonder, how do you get on our birthday list anyway?
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we will make sure that they receive an official Saturday Life Brigade birthday card now in multicolors, hand-delivered to their home by a uniformed agent. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with my wife, Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
There is Phil Harris at the Saturday Light Brigade and another longtime favorite of SLB called The Thing.
Thank you.
Larry in Elwood City. I was also able to find the John Hartford song that you asked about. Because the terrible trolley is being unveiled, the streetcar that ran on the streets of Pittsburgh that was decorated in black and gold, it's not returning to the street, but it's returning to the trolley museum. There's a John Hartford song called Streetcar, which I knew that I had on vinyl, but I couldn't find, but I found that we also have it digitally. So we'll try to get to that, hopefully this hour, as well as at least one song from the newly released Woody Guthrie material that just came out.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
As radio changes, we hope that some things have stayed the same for you. One being that it's an engaging medium that requires a teeny bit extra from you, but it's a good bit of extra. That is using your imagination and staying connected. We don't create the pictures. That's up to you, including no pictures at all. We also try to have a close relationship, just us and you, and we are glad you are here. And these days, it could be that you're listening on one of the FM stations that carries SLB, or one of the internet services that carries us. And here's hoping you'll find the most convenient way to listen. We have our own service at slbradio.org/radio. You also can find links to our streams at Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and other aggregation services that put together streams of radio stations. No matter how you're listening, I hope it's working well for you and is reliable. If it's not, we always welcome your feedback. And thank you for tuning in. We are going to play Guess Who Now this morning. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe it's a name from the world of sports. Could be a celebrity, somebody from Hollywood. Maybe it's somebody from the world of literature. Somebody from history. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you likely will have heard before. Are you ready to play Guess Who? Today's Guess Who initials are G-M. G-M. That's G as in Gibsonia and M as in Mercer. G-M. You can guess as often as you would like to, and you can begin guessing right now at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Trish reports that we're on the air at WCUC Clarion. Trish, I'm happy to hear that. They've been doing a lot of work at the station. Things have been very busy. I'm happy to hear that they're still doing some ongoing work. Thank you, Trish, for that report. And are you ready? Once again, the initials we're playing with are GM. GM 412-200-5975. Larry in Elwood City gets us started with Groucho Marx as a guess. That would have been a great answer. Tom has a lot. I'm not going to read all of them because you've got quite a few. I'll eventually share them all. George McGovern, Gold Up My Ear. Glenn Miller, airplane manufacturer Glenn Martin. Gavin McLeod, Gary Moore, George Marshall, and also the vague general manager. And you know, as I look, I don't think you have the correct answer out of all of those, Tom. Also, he has George Mason and George Michael. I'll share a few more as we go along. 412-200-5975 to play along as we play Guess Who. Here come a whole bunch of guesses. James in Freiburg has Guffey McGovern, Grandpa Munster, George McClellan, George McFly, and George Martin. Those are not the ones we're looking for. Mike and Mars has Gold in My Ear. John and Carrick guesses Groucho Marx. And here is Christy. Oh, Christy has a birthday for us to add next week, and we'll happily take care of that. John and Carrick has a guess of Gary Moore. And Glenn Miller, Mike and Mars adds George Martin, Greg Morris, and Gary Morris. Patrick has a name I need to look up, George Maharis. American actor, singer, and visual artist who played Buzz Murdoch in the TV series Route 66, older TV series. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who. Gerald McRaney just guessed by Annie, and we'll have a few more guesses coming in just a moment. That's the Saturday Light Brigade charge that you can get when you come up with the correct answer. Here's John Hartford by request. Called Streetcar. George Montgomery and Gary Marshall, just guessed by Bill in Stanton Heights. Glenn Miller, guessed by Mike and Jaylene in Union Hill, Alabama.
Streetcar ain't going too fast. Headed for the schoolyard. Streetcar, coming in last. Bang along that track, ain't working too hard. Sitting on the sandbox, pretend I'm in control. Back and forth across the county riding. Stopping in the morning dew to watch the sun come up. Playing a little catch down at the siding. Streetcar, making me late. Digging me down on the levee. Streetcar. car, streetcar with your precious freight. Damn, your load, it must be heavy. Straining every timber as you're plunging through the woods. Listen to your windows almost breaking. Whistling down the bottom, then up to Clayton Road. Gotta stop, pull up, pick up some little old lady. Wasn't you fine? And we played so hard. Streetcar, all down the line. Headed for the schoolyard. Give me that old streetcar and that cinder box of mine. Where I can climb aboard, I've been playing so hard. Streetcar, wasn't you fine? Headed for the schoolyard. So slow, headed for the schoolyard. Southbound, anywhere you go, bang along that track, and we're getting too far.
From Morning Bugle, that's John Hartford and Streetcar. Larry suggested that we play that song, and we are playing Guess Who Wall to Wall right now, 412-200-5975. Mick in St. Clair guessed the person being mentioned in the news nonstop, Jerry Mander. No, it's not Jerry Mander. Nor is it Jerry Mathers. GM, the initials. Gregor Mendel, that's a great guess. From John in Economy Borough. John and Carrick guesses Gorilla Monsoon, who I think is a wrestler, right? Van in Elwood City has George Meany, the union leader, the labor leader, not George Meany. But a good guess. Garrett Morris, guessed by John and Carrick. Jim in Crafton Heights has Grandpa Moses, Gary Marshall, George Michael, and Greg Maddox. Annie says, I think it's my aunt, Gretchen McKeever. Well, why not? That's not who we had in mind, but a great guess. Helen in Pittsburgh. Nice to have you with us by way of... Jeff, I think Helen says, how about George the Monkey? Oh, Curious George the Monkey. That would be correct. We have a cat named George. And for a minute, I thought he turned into a monkey. Thank you, Helen. John and Carrick has Grandma Moses. Trish in Cook Forest has Gary Marshall as a guest. Galen Stanton Heights has Gregor Mendel, George Michael, Groucho Marx. The correct answer, you're the first to get it, Golda Meir, George Martin, Glenn Miller, Gary Marshall, Gates McFadden, and Gummo Marx. Gates McFadden is an actor and choreographer. hand, it looks like she was part of Star Trek. The Next Generation. And Annie has a guess of George Michael. This is Matt, actually, by way of Annie. And General Motors, the hard-fighting military official that makes sure we... Well, I guess we wouldn't buy Jeeps from General Motors. But Jerry Mulligan guessed by John and Carrick. That's a great guess. Great jazz person. And Caden has a guess. I'm always happy to see Caden guessing. And this is his challenge to me. He's come up with the name. And this week it's Gary Maltz. Gary Maltz. Gary is a sculptor. He is known for making interesting sculptures out of ice. He will use a chainsaw and, you know, towels and heat, as well as super freezing utensils to make ice sculptures. The good news is they're beautiful and they are intricate. The not-so-good news is they don't last very long, especially in the summer. But that's Gary Maltz's business. Remember, if it melts, it's probably Maltz. John and Carrick has a guess of Gordon McRae, the arranger, musician, man. By way of Annie has Greg Maddux. Here comes Patrick with a bunch of guesses. General Motors, George Martin, George Michael. The correct answer, Glenn Miller, Golda Meir, George Mallory, George McGovern, Gates McFadden, Garrett Morris, Guy Martin, Gummo Marx, and Garrett McNamara. John and Carrick has Gummo Marx. So we've got a couple correct answers so far. Ross in King North Carolina has Golda Meir, Georgia Maloney, and Glenn Maxwell. None of those is it. Larry, thank you. This is a great picture. I was talking earlier about how do you listen to the radio, and he's got... Actually, I think that's a van with a Saturday Light Brigade mug and our website on a large screen with a player, making it easy to listen to where you are. Thank you for sending that to us. And the guesses keep coming. And let me get right back to the guesses. Okay, I mentioned that Patrick had the correct answer. GM are the initials. Gretchen Mall, guessed by Annie in eastern Pennsylvania. George Marshall, guessed by Alan in Squirrel Hill. Gene Michaels, a former Pirates ball player. And Gavin McLeod, guessed by Linda and Collier. Hello to Jordan and Ingemar. Jordan, I'll share your email shortly. And we're in the midst of, guess who? GM are the initials. We only have two correct answers. Let me go back and share Tom's answers. Tom got in first, and he had such a long list. I wanted to wait before sharing every answer that he shared with you. So he had George Michael, George Mason, Gustav Mahler, George Mandel, George Meany, George McGovern, Golda Meir, Gregor Mendel, Gerardus Mercator, that's a great one, Groucho Marx, Glenn Miller, Glenn Martin, Gavin McLeod, Wrestler, Gorilla Monsoon, Grandma Moses, Gary Moore, George Marshall, George Meade, General Motors, George McClellan, George Mitchell, George Montgomery, and the generic general manager. Ricky's been taking a lot of phone calls. I've not been acknowledging all of them. Bill in Homer City had Gary Moore, Greg in McKeesport has George Mitchell and George Martin, and Charlie thinks it could be George McGovern or Gordon McRae. So far, only two people have been on the same wavelength as me with respect to our Guess Who answer, GM, the initials, 412-200-5975. Grandma Moses, guessed by Russ, listening with wife Sharon in King, North Carolina. Ross in Glenshaw with a name I'm going to have to look up. Gerard Malanga, poet and photographer. Filmmaker, actor, archivist. A great guess, not him. Another one I'm going to have to look up. Giselle McKenzie. That name is so familiar to me. Canadian, American singer and actor Giselle McKenzie. Performed on Your Hit Parade in the United States. Martha and Bill say we need some female representation. You're absolutely right. GM, the initials, 412-200-5975. Bill in Homer City just got the correct answer. Bill's on a streak today. He's been doing quite well. It helps when you're tuned in, as Bill is, keeps him on the same wavelength as we are as we look for your Guess Who answer at 412-200-5975. Ralph is playing along on social media at Facebook at SLB Radio with George Michael and Glenn Miller. I don't know, maybe we're putting on airs of some sort. We're trying to be sure we're on the same frequency as you're tuned in and listening to see if you can come up with the GM that we have in mind. Why, Larry in Elwood City just came up with the correct answer. Grandpa Munster. John and Carrick, what a great guess. Not Grandpa Munster. So Jordan and Ingemar wrote, last Saturday, I took my family to the Washington County Fair. We parked at the Trolley Museum and rode the trolley to the fair. Along the tracks, they had Burma Shave ads. I recognized them and knew what they were because of the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm 38. So I was able to explain to my wife and the kids what they were and how they used to be around. We had a good laugh. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you for sharing that. That makes my day to hear that that happened. John, an economy got the correct answer. I'm glad you did. And we're about to reveal it in just a few moments. I'm looking over the guesses that have come in. Alan got it. Alan is in Squirrel Hill. So we have Alan, John, Gail, and Patrick all coming up with the correct answer so far. Patrick notes Jeeps. I mentioned before Jeeps being created in Butler and made by various companies over the years, but GM was not one of them. And did you come up with the person we're looking for? Guglielmo Marconi. That's who. Guglielmo Marconi. Credited with inventions and work leading to the discovery of radio. And practical work related to radio. He was an electrical engineer, inventor, also a politician, and he came up with a practical radio wave-based wireless telegraph system. He's largely credited as the inventor of radio and shared the Nobel Prize in Physics with Ferdinand Braun in 1909. For recognition of their contributions to the development of wireless systems. Guglielmo Giovanni Maria Marconi is who we were looking for. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, why did you ever go? Again, to hear the past and smile again, ready.
No need to miss radio. We're still right here. You knew that, didn't you? There are a few guess who answers that were correct, that the electrons seem to hold back. They just, a whole bunch came in just a moment ago. Patrick? Oh, this is Patrick. Was mentioning how many names needed to be researched. Rich had a guess also of gerrymander. And Russ has Guillermo Marconi. And Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights also with the correct answer. Patrick writes that Marconi had a big influence on David Sarnoff, who headed up RCA for many years. There is a documentary called Empire of the Air that talks about the various people credited with developing radio, and it really cannot be solely attributed to any one person. And that documentary does a good job of explaining credit, where credit is due and is worth a look.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Empire of the Air is a Ken Burns documentary that was based on a book by the same name, and Lee DeForest, Edward Howard Armstrong, and David Sarnoff are the principal radio pioneers that are portrayed in that book. We're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with a game we like to call Yes We Can. And Yes We Can has a simple premise. Every answer is a word that begins with C-A-N. Simple enough. Every answer is a word that begins with C-A-N. We're going to give you some to try, and then we are going to play one of the brand new Woody Guthrie tracks that I think you're going to love. It's a version of This Land Is Your Land that he recorded at home. And this version has a sound and words like you've probably never heard before. So if we gave you the clue, painting surface, the answer is canvas, canvas. Are you ready? Cloth covering. And our second clue for a second word is architectural support. Architectural support. Do you know either of those two answers?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Once again, each answer is a word beginning with C-A-N. Cloth covering is our first puzzle, and architectural support is our second puzzle. And in addition to your answers, we'd love to have you challenge me with one of your own. Good luck, 412-200-5975.
This land. This road map to my wheat field waving, to my cornfield dancing. As I keep a walking, the wind keeps a talking. This land is made for you and me. I can see your mailbox, I can see your doorstep, I can feel my wind rock, your tip top tree top, all around your house there. A sunbeam whispers, this land is made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the redwood forest to the New York Island, from the snow-capped mountain to the Gulf Stream waters, this land is made for you and me. I'm having my farmer scatter my new seed, join my builder, I'll build your love house. You just keep a dancing while I keep a singing. This land is made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the redwood forest to the snow-capped mountain, to the Gulf Stream water, to the good mountain.
New, so to speak, music from Woody Guthrie. From the just-released album, Woody at Home. Came out on Thursday, and I'm glad we have it here. In his Brooklyn apartment, Woody, who loved gadgets, recorded 22 songs on a reel-to-reel tape recorder. They've sat for a while. They were never released because it was hard to make them sound good until somebody took another shot at them recently, and they were able to do a good job with the original recordings, remove the noise, probably make some speed adjustments here and there, and also balance out guitar and voice. And I know I don't have the name of the person or people who did the work, but I know they were very careful to keep it as authentic as possible. I've listened to the whole recording, and it's just beautiful. We'll try to play at least one more from it. I gave you the clue of cloth covering. The answer to that is canopy. Canopy. And architectural support, we were looking for the word cantilever. Cantilever. Good morning to Darren in Guy's Mills, Pennsylvania. Darren gave me the clue, song. I don't know why, but the one that came to mind for me was Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. Can't Buy Me Loves. Love could be a canon, I suppose. Rich in Edinburgh had cantilever and canopy, and he mentions that he listens to SLB using Alexa. Glad to hear that. Glad to know that that works. Mike and Jaylene came up with canopy and cantilever as well. So did Larry and Vanessa. Gail gives the clue of a wedding dance. A wedding dance, not the can-can. Wedding dance. Oh, gosh. Not the horror. By the way, Patrick also knew canopy and cantilever. Alan mentions that he put a canopy over his cantilever to protect it. Trish knew those as well. So did Annie and Matt. And Mick. And Gail. Boy, I don't know. Is the song Canticle? Mike thinks the song is Canticle, and that makes sense, actually. And Larry and Van thinks it could be Cantata. So Darren will need to know whether one of those is the correct answer. So, unless the wedding dance is a can-can, that one is one I'm having trouble with. So, Gail, feel free to give us the correct answers. So, let's look for a waterway. And this one's let's try it. Ill-tempered. Ill-tempered. So we're looking for a waterway, and we're looking for a word that answers the clue ill-tempered. 412-200-5975. Darren says he was thinking of canticle, but canon also works, and I think cantata does, and I even think Can't Buy Me Love does too. Darren, thank you for checking in with us. Russ also had canticle. Alan mentioned a finger food you might eat under a canopy. I think that might be a canapé. A canopy under the canopy. And Larry has the waterway canal, as well as the word describing somebody who is ill-tempered. Trish also knew canal. Gail also knows the answer to ill-tempered plus canal. Trish, I don't think you were answering one, but she sent along a word. I'll give a clue to this one. It's who can make a rainbow. The clue is, who can make a rainbow? And the answer to ill-tempered is cantankerous. Boy, is that a word that sounds like what it is, doesn't it? Cantankerous. This one is tricky. Use for parts. Use for parts. Mike and Jaylene, both New Canal and Cantankerous. Matt, by way of Annie, New Canal, and Darren, New Cantankerous. Christopher, good morning. Christopher is in Monroeville, and he, New Cantankerous. Alan, New Canal. Matt offers the clue, combustible paraffin. That would be, I believe, a canal, right? Or a candle. A canal. A candle. Sorry. I was thinking of two things at once. That's got to be candle, right? And I do have the wedding dance answer. Where did that go? Gail did send the answer. Saw it a second ago. C-A-N-A-C-A... U.S. A wedding dance of Tarascan Indian girls wearing crowns of flowers. Canakwis, Canakwis. Well, that's one I never would have gotten. Thank you, Gail. As to who can make a rainbow, Russ answers, the Candyman can. Like in Huntsville, Alabama, suggests a particular melon. Old Larry was able to come up with used for parts. I thought that was a hard one. Mike knew the Candyman can make a rainbow. Trish knew the combustible paraffin was a candle. Gail also knew, used for parts, the word we were looking for there, cannibalize. If you cannibalize an engine or some item to use it for parts, that could work. Jim in Crafton Heights just gave the clue. Murphy Brown, Murphy Brown. Why? I believe the answer to that would be Candace Bergen. Candace Bergen. And I think we are caught up so far with everyone. Let me give you a couple more. Straightforward as a clue. Straightforward. And let's add Steinbeck book. Steinbeck book. 412-200-5975. Here's another Woody Guthrie song.
Every time I see you shaking it around, every time I see you wiggling it around, my blood runs hot, my words freeze cold. My head starts chasing my ego around. It starts chasing my ego around. It starts knocking my ego down. You shake, shake, shaking, dub and down. My head goes pushing my ego around. Honey, every time I see you pacing this floor, every time I see you open this door, Every time I see your neckline, Lord, my, it might go wrestle, fight more. It starts just money go down. You shake it up, you shake it down. Ah, it goes push my ego around. Every time you snap a little snap, every time you strap a little strap, every time you zip your zip, oh babe, it goes starting another scrap. It goes just my ego round. It starts knocking my ego down. Every time you're zipping it up and down, it goes pushing my ego round. When you hang your street clothes on this peg, when you wash your duds from hard day's work, it comes a box in my ego's head. Why, it comes a cheese in my ego round. It comes a knock my ego down every time you go to hanging your clothes around. My, it goes a push my ego round. Out of my window along my street, see you come a prancing so sweet. I see the biggest little battle ever hit this place. My, it starts a dropping my ego's feet. My, it starts a chasing my ego round. It starts a chasing my ego down. Every time you come here taking it around, my, it goes to push my ego down. My, it goes to box my ego down. My, it goes to box my ego around.
Another of those newly released Woody Guthrie songs here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Things get so busy during this time. We can't answer each and every text, no matter how hard we try, but we will on the radio, hopefully. Don mentioned that the dance we were talking about was performed at the Moulin Rouge. Don also knew that straightforward is candid. Caden has a clue. Something sweet that you eat. I'm going with candy as the correct answer. Priest knew that straightforward was candid, and he said, how about hard to handle baseball? That would be a can of corn. He also mentions Pitt Professor Reginald Fessenden in 1906 as part of radio's history. Don in Bethel Park, good to hear from you. Trish knew straightforward is candid. Gail in Stanton Heights and Alan in Squirrel Hill knew that the Steinbeck book is Cannery Row. Darren knew straightforward is candid. Gail got that one also. Larry and Vanessa knew Cannery Row. Candor they used rather than candid. That's fine. Alan knew that the melon that Mike and Jaylene wrote us about was a cantaloupe. Jim in Crafton Heights gave the clue Italian dessert. I had one of these yesterday, a cannoli. Trish knew cantaloupe, as did Gail. And I think that gets us up to date. Russ also said that any answer to Murphy Brown could be canceled. Canceled. That's probably true. Thanks for playing along. If you ever have an idea for a game, we'd love to hear from you. Just send it to us. Broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.